WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of anti-anxiety stoicism, bringing you calm, control, and courage in a world that's constantly trying to yank those things away from us. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, cultivating inner peace through the magic combo of journaling and reflection. Now, before you go rolling your eyes thinking this is some hippy-dippy, overly zen stuff, hear me out. This isn't about burning sage and chanting mantras, although if that works for you, rock on. It's about creating a space within yourself where you can tap into your inner wisdom, process those pesky anxieties, and ultimately find more peace even amidst the chaos. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train with thoughts barreling in every direction? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to gently guide that train, to create a calmer track for it to run on? That's where journaling and reflection come in. Think of your journal like a trusted confidant, someone who won't judge, will always listen, and can help you unravel those tangled knots in your mind. When you write things down, it gets them out of your head and onto the page, making them feel less overwhelming. Plus, seeing your thoughts laid out in black and white can often give you a whole new perspective on them. Let's talk about some tangible benefits. Journaling helps you identify patterns, those recurring anxieties or negative thought loops that seem to keep popping up. Once you recognize them, you can start to challenge them, question their validity, and even develop healthier coping mechanisms. And don't underestimate the power of reflection. Take a few minutes each day to simply sit quietly and observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Ask yourself questions like, what am I grateful for? What went well today? What can I learn from this experience? This practice helps you cultivate self-awareness, which is essential for managing anxiety and living a more fulfilling life. Think about it. We're constantly bombarded with information and stimuli. Our minds are always buzzing, trying to process it all. Journaling gives your mind a break, a chance to slow down and catch its breath. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mental system. You know that feeling when you finally get something off your chest? A burden lifted, a weight released? Well, journaling provides that same sense of release, but in a safe and controlled environment. You can write about anything, anxieties, frustrations, dreams, hopes, whatever's swirling around in your mind. And the beauty is, no one else has to see it. So, how do we put this into practice? Start small, maybe just 5 minutes a day. Find a quiet space where you can focus, grab your favorite journal, or even just a notepad, and let those thoughts flow onto the page. Don't worry about grammar or making sense, just get it all out there. And then, take some time to reflect on what you've written. Look for patterns, insights, and anything that resonates with you. Okay, picture this. You wake up feeling stressed about a big presentation at work. Instead of letting those anxieties spiral throughout the day, you grab your journal and write down everything swirling in your head. You identify specific fears. Maybe it's fear of public speaking or fear of not meeting expectations. Now that you've acknowledged them, you can start to challenge them, reminding yourself of past successes and developing strategies for managing those anxieties. By the time you face the presentation, you feel more confident and prepared, because you've already done the mental work. See? Journaling isn't just about emptying your mind, it's about empowering yourself. Here's a quick recap. Journaling helps you understand your anxieties, develop coping mechanisms, find clarity amidst chaos, and ultimately cultivate inner peace. So, what are you waiting for? Grab that pen and paper or fire up that note-taking app and start writing. You might be surprised at the peace you discover within yourself. Remember, this journey is about progress, not perfection. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep showing up for your mental well-being. And that's a wrap on today's episode of the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. I want to hear from you. How do you use journaling or reflection in your daily life? Share your thoughts, experiences, and even your favorite journaling prompts in the comments below. Until next time, stay calm, stay courageous, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.